Hey guys, Podcasting's Rich Siegfried here. It's tough to imagine that a franchise as important as Doctor Who wasn't completely archived and kept in a vault to make sure that no moisture, mold, or green death could wreck them. But that's been the case for Who since 1970, and the impact of a controversial BBC program that impacted many shows of the 50s and 60s wasn't necessarily viewed that way. And unfortunately, it's kind of felt today. Most of the BBC's early programming from the 30s through the 70s is lost to time. Hell, most of television is, but its most celebrated sci-fi series is arguably one of the most famous victims of junking. That's where they either destroyed or recorded over old videotapes and film recordings to make way for more modern programs recorded on modern formats, just like your mom copied over that special collection of scenes from Highlander 3 and Lawnmower Man with an episode of The Price is Right. Now, the BBC is slowly beginning to bring entire seasons of classic Doctor Who to Blu-ray and animating what it can of the missing stories out there. So here's everything you need to know about the hows and whys of Doctor Who's lost history. What's actually missing? Well, out of the 253 episodes of Doctor Who that were broadcast in the 1960s, from Hartnell through the era of his successor Troughton, only 156, more than half, survived in the BBC's archives, giving the series a better survival rate than many other programs of the time. When the BBC first actively started maintaining its archives in the late 70s, the number of missing Who episodes stood at 152. Thanks to the return of tapes that had been sold to international broadcasters in the 60s, there have been several recoveries. Currently, 97 episodes across 26 serials remain lost. But thanks to fan efforts, the BBC actually has a complete audio archive of even the missing Doctor Who episodes. Most of that 97 make up entire serials of Doctor Who. Between Hartnell and Troughton's Doctors, 10 serials are missing in their entirety, including famous stories like Power of the Daleks, Troughton's first story as the Second Doctor. Beyond that, 8 have more than half of their episodes missing, while the remaining lost episodes make up individual episodes across another 8. By the way, you can see the list of serials that are missing chunks in the show notes. Why are they missing? Well, the BBC didn't have a concrete policy on archiving its programs until the late 70s. Before then, the BBC's film and engineering departments destroyed or recorded over much of their archived programming on a regular basis. And different groups kept different recordings. See, engineering kept the original 2-inch videotapes, known as quadruplex videotape, that the episodes were shot on, while film kept the 16mm film versions that were telerecordings, known as kinescopes here in America, which are literally just film recordings of the original videotapes transposing the footage into a more widely used format, which were then sold to international broadcasters. Look, the reasons were myriad. As the TV industry moved towards color broadcasts in the late 60s and onwards, there was, well, let's face it, less inclination to keep monochrome programs in the archives over newer color shows. Culturally, in an era before the idea of repeat broadcasts and home video even existed, television was seen in a much more temporary light compared to how it is today. In its earliest days, television was treated more like a live event, with few shows in the 40s and 50s actually being telerecorded for archival or sale. Actors' unions like Equity even fought against repeat broadcasts of plays, demanding studios simply rehire the actors for a second performance instead of repeating a recording of the original. The thought of keeping some of these old shows around was seen as inconsequential at the time, even for a pop culture sensation like Doctor Who had become. In these cases, copies were destroyed when certain actors' or writers' contractual rights over the international sale of the material expired. In others, they were destroyed due to a lack of communication between the BBC's film and engineering libraries and the Enterprises division. No one was sure just who was responsible for maintaining an archive copy, leading to all three departments destroying their copies. In some cases, it was a matter of physical space, with film and tape reels taking up the limited capacity the BBC had at its studios. In some cases, it was a matter of physical space, with film and tape reels taking up the limited capacity the BBC had at its studios. The advent of home video as a new market for archival programming in the late 70s, as well as, well, a renewed desire to maintain an archive for cultural and historical merits, brought the systematic junking process at the BBC to an end. Even if the BBC itself wouldn't create steps to maintain an official archive of all of its programming in the corporation's Royal Charter until 1981. From 1979 onwards, the film and videotape libraries were combined into a single archive, pooling together what they had between them of the 60s episodes of Doctor Who. With the return of several international reels from BBC Enterprises, thanks in part to fan efforts, so thank you, fans, most notably by music producer and infamous Doctor Who superfan Ian Levine, we celebrate and salute you. The number of missing Who episodes in the BBC archives was cut down to 152. Over the years, there have been several discoveries, most recently in 2013, when the recovery of 9 previously missing episodes led to the complete restoration of the second Doctor serial, The Enemy of the World, as well as the recovery of most of another, The Web of Fear. Now, of course, that's brought down the number of missing episodes, as of today, to 97. You may ask what's being done about it. Well, honestly, there isn't really much the BBC can do other than wait and hope that not only the tapes are still out there, but that they'll one day be returned. Third-party initiatives, spearheaded by the likes of the British Film Institute's Missing, Believed, Wiped, or the Radio Times, have attempted to get collectors and fans to come forward if tapes are found. In 2006, BBC Kids variety show Blue Peter even offered fans their very own Dalek for recovered tapes. Some could be just lost somewhere, unrecognized as missing pieces of history. Some could be kept in private collections, away from public access to maintain their rare value. Or in some cases, with a lack of knowledge of their value. There might simply be no more tapes to be found. And what's lost will remain lost forever. More recently, the BBC has begun to turn to an alternative approach to completing missing episodes. Animation. You know, or they could just hire lookalikes and refilm them. It worked in The Doctor Falls.
Geek Radio Daily. All the geek without the wait. GeekRadioDaily.com.